What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 490th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Will.
We gotta go. I got no internet. I'm using magic to record this podcast, and I only have so much magic available to me in this world.
Speaking of magic, Greg is here.
Hello, I am magic. I am mystical and wonderful and full of surprises.
If you are feeling a little weak, Greg, it is because I am siphoning your magic. That is the way I operate.
Yeah, it's okay. I knew that when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a show for you guys today, and we're on a time limit because Will doesn't have internet, so we're going to move right through here.
I mean, he has internet of a sort.
We have magical internet.
We have some Diamond and Pearl stuff. We will disclose here. We're not going to talk about any spoilers. There's an update to the game. And I do want to give some tips on Poffin stuff for those looking to do contests. That's a nightmare. And then we have a lot of Pokemon Go news, some TCG stuff, and then some $100 Pokeball stuff. So that's the show for the day. Let's just start off with the Diamond and Pearl stuff. There was... Wait, where did my article go? Oh, here it is. It's off IGN. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl update 1.1.2, the patch notes. So we got an update. That's pretty good. It took them 2 weeks to do the first update. Now, they did say there is an update coming to add 8 players to the Union Room. Right now, you can only have one other person in the Union Room. I want to talk about that, too. So the update says here...
What?
What, the Union Room?
It never ceases to surprise and delight me with these things that I keep learning about that I had no idea were going on.
Nintendo said it fixed some issues that would prevent the game from progressing under certain circumstances. Some issues have been fixed for more pleasant gameplay. And the more detailed notes here is there was a way you could get soft-locked before reaching Snow Point Gym. If you moved incorrectly, you would be stuck, unable to complete the gym. That happened to people.
Yep.
There was a bug that allowed you to surf on land, and that would let you get the mythical Pokemon Shaymin early. That has been fixed. There was a multiple duplication glitch that allowed you to clone Pokemon. That has been fixed. Some also involved menus, and some involved the daycare. The glitch also allowed you to duplicate many items. And it looks like if you did glitch a bunch of Pokemon and you update, you will still keep those glitched Pokemon, according to a subreddit that has tested this. So the big thing here was, like, the menu.
Yeah, but here's the question. Did it... I don't mention if they fixed the glitch where you can just bypass Cynthia and never fight her.
Yeah, that has to do with the menu.
Don't tell people.
It was hopefully been fixed.
Yeah, that
Look
all
it up
had,
on YouTube.
That all had to do with the menu. So the menu bug was the reason why people could surf on land or skip Cynthia or ultimately skip literally every gym leader, because you would pop the menu up on the menu. And then the game would freak out. It had something to do with opening a door and then not closing the door and then forcing the menu to pop up twice. It was how speedrunners got to beat the game in like 20 minutes.
In like a minute and a half. Like, whoop, bye.
Those have been patched. The things that have not been patched, you still stick to like every wall in the underground. It's awful. It's like so hard to run through the underground without...
I have never stuck... Why are you running? You don't need to run. Enjoy your time in the underground.
Do you know how long those hallways are? Look, this game is nothing but hallways, hallways, hallways.
I will tell
you. Every wild area is just a straight hallway to another wild area, and it's awful.
The glitch is that you guys continue to use the joystick in a game that was clearly made for using the D-pad. That's why I have never stuck to a wall anywhere.
Listen here, D-pad. I use that D-pad plenty.
How dare you? It may be accurate, but how dare you?
You can D-pad in the hallways of the underground, but not those rooms. Because the rooms have logs and trees, and as soon as you get close to them, they like magnet to you.
I D-pad all around them. I'm good. I'm good with the D-pad.
Cancel the show right now. We still don't have the Union Room update. The Union Room, here's the thing about Pokemon. People are like, oh man, the Pokemon's so predictable. After Black and White, we're going to get Pokemon Gray. After X and Y, we're going to get Pokemon Z. After Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, we're going to get Let's Go Johto. No, none of those are true. Do you know what's true? The only thing that is predictable is every time they introduce an online system, it gets worse and worse. That is the only...
So true.
Yeah, it just...
Oh. Like, how do you
which is kind of funny, because Gen 4 was the introduction of online to Pokemon games, and now it's like we've come full circle. They're full spiral down the toilet.
Back to miserable. What was it? PSS, and then it was Festival Plaza.
Yeah.
And then it was Ycom, and now it is whatever this abomination that Union Room is. Which, at this point, they said they're going to add more people, but when you join a Union Room... You have this huge room. You can't do anything with the other person. And all you can do is press the Y button and then hit call. And then that's it. And then you can trade or battle.
Yep. You call out what you want to do, and then they will determine if they wish to do that with you.
And you can't do anything in the room. Like, if you wanted to attach a King's Rock...
You can talk to the nurse person who says, hey, if you have questions... Ask me. And I'm like, but I know how to do these things. My question is, where is everybody?
If you want to attach a King's Rock to a Poliwhirl and then trade that to the only other person in this gigantic room, you can't do that. You have to leave the Union Room to attach the King's Rock and then come back.
You're
going to
have your Pokemon ready before you walk in the room.
I'm doing nothing in this room. Let me do something. It's really weird. Faithful remakes, I guess.
Is this the glitchiest Pokemon game ever?
I mean, I would argue that Gen 1 beats it, because Gen 1 was a nightmare of glitches. But I'm going to put this in a solid 2. I will, because Gen 1 was, nothing worked in that game. Nothing worked right, and there was no way to fix that. It just was bad. This comes in a hot second. Also, for all of you who have dared say, following Pokemon is so much better in this game than it is in Sword and Shield, pull out a Nekans and talk to me.
I push my poor Pachirisu around until he's like, I can't exist anymore. And he just blinks out of existence.
Fine.
He's like, I'm tired of you pushing me.
Look, Ilka, they had a lot of work to do. They had to make a brand new region. They had to, you know, create a brand new story. There was a lot of new Pokemon introduced in this game. So for it being buggy, for, you know, all the work that they didn't have to copy and paste.
Sarcasm doesn't work on podcasts.
Here's the thing. The old saying is it takes a lot more effort to ignore something to just do it. And they just were ignoring every aspect of Platinum that ever existed. That took at least an entire team to ignore any life improvement that came in Platinum.
Yeah, because you have to have somebody like going around, because it's like jury duty. Where it's like it's impossible to find somebody who hasn't had some exposure to Platinum. Right. So they had to have somebody go around and like look over their shoulder. It's like, oh wait, no, that's 2 Platinum. Take that out. Stop. No,
2
no.
buttons.
2 buttons. What is this?
No.
Are we made of money? We can afford 1 button and 1 button only.
Look, I think some of the stuff, like, I'm having a great time with the game still.
I have 70 hours into the game, so
I absolutely still adore it. Yes, agreed.
There are lots of criticisms that really frustrate me about this game. And I, after spending some time in the underground still, a lot of time in the underground, I don't think it's good post-game. And the wild area stuff in Sword and Shield, they did have the benefit of like rotating raids, like every month. We don't know if underground's going to rotate anything.
What would they rotate?
What? I don't know what they would rotate.
Statues, Pokemon.
But I think about So when you're doing the farming mini or the mining mini game, right? Comparing the mining mini game to just doing max raid battles, both are pretty simple. Both are pretty mindless, right? I mean, you go in, it's a fire type Pokemon. You bring a water, you hit the water move twice, it eventually dies, it explodes, and then you get your rewards, and then you move on to the next one, right? Like I'm not when you dumb it down, lots of Pokemon games have mindless things at the end, but when I'm doing the mining game. And I'm getting the statues, and I'm getting the spheres, and sometimes I'm getting a fossil. I can't help but think, what does another 20 hours look like? What does another 100 hours look like? What does another 500 hours look like? Because at a certain point, I will have had all of the Pokemon, and I will probably have all of the statues. And the game is going to continue giving me statues to then attract Pokemon that I don't need. At a certain point, I'm going to have max water statues probably in the next 20 hours. So what is my next 800 hours in this game look like?
Because full shiny living Sinnoh Pokedex.
Because I can't sell the statues. I can only put X amount of statues in a room, right? There's a limit. And even if you make the room bigger, there's still a limit. Like, does putting all very color statues... Like, let's say I have nothing but color. They're called color statues. I don't like that term. Or I don't like... It just doesn't... It just feels very lazy. If having a max room with max color statues and all those statues are, like, water, does that mean, like, I get nothing but Squirtles or Lapras's? Or am I still seeing Barboaches and Tentacruel? Like, what does that look like? But even in that sense, I'm going to continue getting statues that I don't need. I'm going to continue getting spheres I don't need. At a certain point... It's exciting to get, like, your first Omanyte. Not that exciting to get 20 Omanytes. What am I going to do? Like, like exciting to get your first five Leaf Stones? What am I going to do with 20 Leaf Stones? It just doesn't feel like...
Me. I got nothing but Fire Stones. I got zero Leaf Stones over
here. I believe you've confused this game with Animal Crossing. That's the problem. You're not building a museum here.
But that is the underground is the post game, is it not? Like, what else am I supposed to do? Like, I have to go down there to get the
master class.
What?
The Battle Tower master class.
Yeah, I can do that too, but I have to go down there to get
defeat all the shows.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Yeah, yes. We just gave you two examples of what you're supposed to do in the post game that's not the underground. So... Yes, stop playing Animal Crossing.
You can cook in Sword and Shield. Understand. You can do the Battle Tower in Sword and Shield. Understand. But like, if we're comparing the underground to the wild area.
Well, I'm not comparing the underground to the wild area.
The mining minigame is going to run flat very quickly for a lot of people.
Has anyone written a guide to the mining minigame?
What? Hit the wall. Hope you hit something. What's the guide?
It's not overcomplicated.
How do you optimize your taps so that you don't tap out too soon?
You go in a diagonal pattern because if you hit crosses, it opens bigger squares. You use the heavy hammer to get through the solid rocks to try to get down to the part, and then you chip away.
What are you trying to mine?
And you go with a friend who's going to follow you around so that their wax don't count.
Fossils.
I found exactly one fossil this entire game, and none others.
Hmm. I found more fossils when it's not in Diglett time. If it's in Diglett time, I never find fossils.
I don't play with other people. I go by myself. It's never Diglett time. It is just me time, and I still haven't found a fossil.
I think the digging mini game would be more exciting and more interesting if the items I just named weren't the only items. Again, at a certain point, you're not going to need statues. You're not going to need fossils. You're not going to need those spheres.
You get Everstones. You get Heart Scales. You get...
Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of scales.
Heart Scales don't matter, though, because once you get 10, that guy gives you unlimited. You only need the first 10. And then he's like, it's unlimited now. Don't give me any more.
Yeah, I found one. I still need to find 10. I can't find a second.
I think the digging game would be more exciting if I was 8 years old. And there you go.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
If the digging game had...
40 years too late for tapping on my screen.
Had Nuggets, had Stardust, the XL candy. Like, why is there no XL candy down here? Why is there no, like, little, like, cookie jar that you can dig up? And then when you open the cookie jar, there's, like, oh, there's, like, three XL candy. Like, the rarest thing I have found in the last 2 weeks is one max revive. And I don't need that. Give me a, like, I'm just, give me a nugget. That's at least 5,000 Pokecoins or whatever. Like, why are those not in there? Why can I not talk to one of the useless people down in the underground? Because there's a bunch of them. The only ones that actually do anything are the hikers. And say, like, hey, can I exchange
my... No, the other ones allow you to talk to them to count towards the secret thing.
Can I change my pickaxe? Like, this pickaxe is more likely to get stardust or pearls or nuggets. This pickaxe is more likely to get spheres. This pickaxe is more likely to get statues. This pickaxe is more likely to get fossils. Like, it just seems...
Why would a pickaxe change what's in hidden in the wall?
It's the way it taps.
Why does a clam evolve into a fish with a bra? We can't answer these questions on this podcast.
Because that is evolution. That is literally how evolution works. Look it up.
You cannot
apply. How do we go from Lucy to us? That's called
evolution. You cannot apply the faithful remake to the Grand Underground, which is dramatically different than the original Underground.
You can find some special things. I'm trying to remember everything you can find in that stupid digging.
Hard for me to be
have a list
excited about the Grand Underground when it's just so one note. It's not like they didn't have 24 years of other Pokemon games to look at.
Okay, here's the special things you can get in the Underground. Revive, Max Revive,
those
Red
are not
Shard,
special.
Blue Shard, Yellow Shard, Green Shard, Sunstone, Moonstone, Firestone, Thunderstone, Waterstone, Leafstone, Ovalstone, Everstone, Another Odd Keystone, A Star Piece, A Heart Scale, Root Fossil, Claw Fossil, Helix Fossil, Dome Fossil, Old Amber, Armor Fossil, Skull Fossil, A Rare Bone. Do you have a rare bone?
I've never found a rare bone.
Light Clay, Iron Ball, Icy Rock, Smooth Rock, Heat Rock, Damp Rock, Mysterious Shard Small, Mysterious Shard Large, Hard Stone, Flame Plate, Splash Plate, Zap Plate, Metal Plate, Ezra Plate, Test Plate, Toxic Plate, Earth Plate, Sky Plate, Mind Plate, Insect Plate, Stone Plate, Spooky Plate, Draco Plate, Dread Plate, Iron Plate, and Pixie Plate.
I think all future lists need to be read by Greg. He's a much better list reader than Steve.
I have gotten 3 Smooth Rocks.
Do you have an Iron Ball yet? I don't have an Iron Ball.
No one needs 3 Smooth Rocks. No one even needs 1 Smooth Rock.
I have an All Sandstream team. I need everybody to have rocks to make that last forever. Also, I swear I thought the Damp Rock, I did find a Damp Rock. I thought it was covered in ice. And I'm like, oh, it's the Ice Rock. No. It's covered in solid water, which is ice. I don't understand.
You hit the Ice Rock with a flamethrower and it becomes the Damp Rock. This is just science.
It's evolution.
Here, I just want to... Hot tip. If you care about contests, you have to unfortunately care about poffins. Here's your hot tip. Never make your poffins in that old lady's house. She's a scam. She scams you. Never go in there. This is what you got to do.
Which old lady?
Yeah, she's the one that like tells you about poffins.
Yeah, you can bake there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. Why would you do that?
You have to go to the Amity Square.
Yeah,
and you have to bring in the Border Patrol approved Pokemon that they allow you, because they're very judgy in what you can.
They're very judgy about what cute is, and I've had this problem since the game created 15 years ago.
It's insane what they classify cute or not. It doesn't matter if the Pokemon you're bringing in are like level 1, level 10. None. If you've never used them before, just you need to bring in 6 approved border list Pokemon. If you bring in all 6, you're going to get better Poffins. I've tested this in the old lady's house. I got like a level 7 Poffin, and then I went to the Amity Square, and yeah. I brought in 1 Pokemon, and it was like a level 20 Poffin, and then I brought in 3 Pokemon, and it was a level 35 Poffin, and then you bring in 6 Pokemon, it's like a level 70 Poffin. Just bring
so
in 6
you
Pokemon.
Just bring in 6 approved Pokemon.
Correct.
Not just 6 Pokemon
always
with
make
one being
your
approved, but all
there.
6 have to be approved.
Correct.
Okay.
Just do all Eevee.
You could, yeah. You could just do every...
The game loves Eevee. Just say, hey, I have 18 million Eevee.
I haven't seen a single Eevee in this game.
You get it end game.
Yeah, because when you introduce 2 brand new Pokemon, you make sure that those players have to suffer through your story in order to see the 2 new Pokemon.
It sounds like you have issues regarding Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. Would you like to discuss that further?
I'm waiting for Perfect Platinum to come.
Well, it already happened. It happened 14 years ago. The game was perfect.
I'm waiting for the Perfect Platinum DLC. Like, the game has a lot of ribbons. I'm into that.
Yeah, only you like ribbons. You and the fact that you brainwashed your Twitch chat to also care about ribbons.
Ribbons are cool. No, look, I would rather get a million ribbons on a Pokemon than my 15th Smooth Rock.
But the Smooth Rock at least does something. Ribbons do nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
They are the epitome of Epine, and that was not even interesting in the early 2000s.
Look, Greg, just because you don't love your Pokemon like I do.
Oh, my Pokemon love me, and I love my Pokemon plenty. I do not need somebody's outside approval of our relationship. I don't need to some judgy footprint person in a cabin who's like, oh, you haven't walked enough. You know what? I walked through Mount Coronet 50,000 times, faced 5 million Geodudes with this person, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, you haven't walked enough with this one. I'm not going to do anything for you. I don't need your judgments. I don't need your commentary on my life.
This whole game is judging you.
I am so the opposite. I should probably talk to my therapist about the fact that whenever a Pokemon gets too close to me, I put it in a box and never talk to it
Energy
again.
Energy root it. Here, eat this bitter stuff.
No, I just like, I'm like, oh, you're max friendship with me? Please go away. I don't want max friendship with Pokemon.
Hop, hop, hop. It's a losing battle on this show. We had a handful of people complain we were too positive about Sword and Shield, and we were only positive because that's how this show doesn't make any money.
Clearly.
And then now there's like a handful of people that are like, you're too negative on Diamond.
You're too
and
negative
Pearl.
And there's a bunch of people who are like, you're not enough like Will. Be like Will. Will's super positive and loves this game.
I mean, I do love this game. It's
Will
true.
Will also has two gym badges.
Excuse me. I have made it to Veilstone and turned around to go back to make sure that I finish everything along that route.
Don't worry, you'll find another 17 trainers hiding in the grass.
Very excited for the rancher and his daughter battle me.
5 Bidoof. I think the frustrating part is the game is like almost there. Like there are things that are like, oh cool, and then there are things that are like, why did you do this?
Just a few more patches.
You know.
Just a few more patches and we'll get to
a Pokemon game.
Yeah. It is a Pokemon game. Speaking of a game that is now there. Maybe a week ago we would have said almost there, but now it's there. Pokemon Go
Snap
runs much smoother on iPhones.
Yeah.
You can unlock the frame rate in settings with version 1.191.0. Very easy to remember. If you go to the advanced settings section of the app, you can hit an option that says unlock your device's native refresh rate for higher FPS. I did this. I have an iPhone 13 mini, by the way. I don't have the fancy 120 hertz screen, but still works. I think it works on 12s as well.
Yes, I have the iPhone 12.
It feels like a brand new game. And Bobby,
in what way?
It's brighter. The graphics just like pop at you. It is a lot better.
It's
experience.
Incredibly smooth. It looks better. It's smoother. It's faster.
The overworld looks better, or the catching looks better, or
all of it.
All looks better.
All of it.
All the menus feel better. When you turn it on, Greg, it is unreal.
It is a completely separate soundtrack. Completely new noises. The noises are so good that Steve leaves the sound on.
That is a lie. I
go where now?
You got to
go into
settings
and then advanced settings, which is at the very bottom.
Ugh.
Bobby texted me and he goes, have you tried it out? And I said, yeah, it's incredible. And he goes, it eats your battery. Are you going to turn it off? And I was like, oh, there is no going back. There is no turning this off. I don't care if my battery life only lasts 5 minutes instead of 8 hours. This is staying on forever.
It you don't notice it right away. Which phone do you have?
13.
Well, you'll get there.
It looks the same. You're lying to me.
No, it is. Mm-mm. It is. Mm-mm. It is night and day different.
What is night and day? It's exactly the same.
Try to catch a Pokemon. Try to catch a Pokemon.
There is nothing around me.
throw in an incense. We're in the middle of the incense magic.
Oh, wait. There's a Soloist. It's the same.
No, it's
not. What are you talking about?
You need
Greg,
to get your
do you
eyes
need a new prescription for your glasses?
I just had my glasses changed.
Maybe they did it wrong.
They did not do it wrong because I can see you and I'm sad about that.
Oh my God. I'm glad Will is on my side here. It is like a brand new game.
Mm-hmm. So much brighter. So much crisper. Crisp.
This is your level 40 line.
No,
listener.
I am. There is
listeners,
no. This is not any joke.
Wait. My instinct captain slid in 0.25 seconds faster.
Go into the
Hallelujah.
Egg menu. Go into the egg menu. Just open up your Pokemon list. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're not seeing the differences.
What? Okay, the list came up. 0.1 seconds.
No, it's not about speed. It's about the beauty of the graphics, the smoothness,
the
clarity.
The smoothness, Greg.
You are all...
This is not a joke. It feels incredible.
It really does. I don't know what's wrong
you
with
are
Greg. Are you sure
lying.
You pressed the right button?
Yes.
Maybe you had force command. I showed Irene this, and Irene noticed it instantly just from, like, the catch, like, here's before catching, here's after catching, and she was like, I can visually see it. Like, but you can feel it, too, when you're spinning the ball.
I will say the menus are faster.
Mm-hmm. The whole game is faster. Which, but also, like, when you open your bag, like, how it opens is just very smooth, too. It's just very fluid. How about this? Turn it off and try to, like... Like, catch a Pokemon in the new one, turn it off and catch a Pokemon, it'd be like night and day. Night and day. Day and night. Lonely.
Again, there are no Pokemon on my screen. I caught the one.
You gotta... It's incense day.
I don't have incense anymore. I spent it.
Yeah, I turned it on and then we started recording and I just wasted it. Oh, I got a Swine up. Here we go. Shiny check on air. Not shiny. Okay. We got some more Pokemon... Go stuff, but let's take a break. Let's let Greg get a little familiar with the brand new version of Pokemon Go 2.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
We'll come back from our break, and we got some more Pokemon. We got the season of Heritage, I think it's called. Season of Heritage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all don't listen to these people. They are lying to you to eat your battery.
Are you telling me that this? You don't see the crispness of this Talo?
It looks the same!
What iPhone are you on?
I'm on 12.
Me? Yeah. 12?
I just said I'm on a 13.
Oh, you're on a 13 too.
The next time I see you, that I've got to look at your screen and see what you're not seeing. I'm just...
The menu... I will give you this. The menus are faster.
They sure are. A lot of menu talk this episode. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, it's the beginning of the month, which means we are doing something with Patreon. And actually, we are doing something with Patreon this month. For the next week, if you sign up for the Patreon over at patreon.com/PKMNCAST, you will actually get our newest winter album that Nick and I have put together. It is the 8 newest songs that Nick remixed from the podcast. You'll get a digital download later this month. And if you're already a patron... You will also get that download. We did one in the spring, I believe. Maybe it was the summer. We did one a couple months ago. This is the second one. It will have 8 songs, and you'll have access to it. And you'll also get the other Patreon benefits. So you'll get, for $5 a month, you'll get access to our Slack. You'll get ad-free versions of the podcast. You'll get the bonus podcasts that come out every single month. And like I said, if you sign up this week, you will get access to the... Winter Break Music album when it's available later this month for digital download from Nick and myself. So we're really excited for that. It's the start of the month. Best time to sign up for Patreon. Best way to support the show. Get a bunch of other benefits. We have other reward tiers as well, but you can head over to either ise.cash or patreon.com/pkmncast CAST, or that link will be in the show notes as well. But a limited time offer. Music is really great. Play it in your iPod Nano from 2006. I'm sure it'll work there. So again, patreon.com/PKMNCST. If you already support the show, you'll get all that stuff too. And if you don't, great time to sign up. And if you do, thank you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. And we are back from our break. We have a lot. There's a lot of Pokemon Go news here. Let's talk about the Season of Heritage, which I think some people were confusing of Old Sinnoh. The like logo is based on the Burnt Tower in the Johto region. So not specifically Sinnoh related. It's on PokemonGoLive.com. Season of Heritage will run from December 1st to March 1st. After witnessing the power Hoopa was unable to unleash during the Season of Mischief, Professor Willow has been intrigued by what other mysterious powers may lie dormant in the world. His research brings him to a historical cave site, which he stumbled upon a large door bearing a strange unlocking mechanism. How does it open? What lies but beyond? Your research this season will see you collaborating with both Willow and team leaders to help uncover this historic site's mystery. Along the way, we will explore past answers for a guide that will make future for the way towards Pokemon Tour Johto. Please be aware of your surroundings. And they started off the season with Swinub Incense Day, which is today, the day we're recording this. And you can get a Dino Hat avatar if you collect all the Stardust needed to get said Dino Hat. And they brought back Reshiram, Zekrom, and Kyurem. And those will be shiny for the first time. They should be active now. And then,
what do they have to do with Johto?
You know, mysteries. Do you want Hoenn Lugia, or do you want something actually interesting?
Something actually interesting.
Well, I'm just saying Gen 5 confirmed remakes.
Yeah, now, I'm excited.
Mega Steelix made its debut, so that happened. Also, Kyurem's not here yet. It's just Reshiram and Zekrom for now. Spotlight
Hour
this month.
Reshirams and Zekiroms I have.
Spotlight Hour this month is Electabuzz, or this week, Magmar, next week, Snover, the 20th week of the 21st, Cubchoo, the week of the 28th. December Community Day is a repeat of everything that was happening. There will be a Dragon Spiral Descent event inspired by Unova's region Dragon Spiral Tower that will take place Tuesday, December 7th from Sunday, December 12th. More details to come. And there will be
up real quick. When are they going to put out more details? It's like 2 days.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then there will be a Pokemon Go holiday event from Thursday, December 16th that will run until Friday, December 31st. Look forward to costume Pokemon, ice-type Pokemon appearing more in the wild, event-exclusive research, winter-themed avatar items, and a bonanza of bonuses is the word they used.
It's a bonanza of bonuses.
What does a Johto tour even look like?
What did the Kanto tour even look like?
Yeah.
No, but the Kanto tour was 150 Pokemon. You had to do some trading.
How many Pokemon are there in Johto? 80?
100.
Well, they're like 100. 5 that count.
100.
Then we do 100. I still haven't finished my 100, do 151 this, do 151 that, so.
Do they just give us Celebi?
So what is the shiny rare thing that we get at the end of the Johto tour?
There you go, shiny Celebi. Why not?
They've already given us shiny Celebi.
Well, we can get more.
Exactly. When has one ever been enough?
No, this would be the rare one to be the non-shiny Celebi that nobody has.
I mean, I'm excited for it. I just want to know what it looks like.
Well, solve the mystery and all will be revealed.
Oh, you mean opening the door.
Mm.
The mechanics of the door.
Maybe it's a guaranteed shiny Ho-Oh.
Boy, that's not thrilling at all. I was talking to a friend over the weekend.
I mean, you should be excited to play your brand new super fast game without the options because they made it brand new and so fresh and fast and smooth.
Oh, it's incredible. I don't get how you don't see it. If
we can't spend this whole program with obviously Greg's either glaucoma or cataracts that are preventing him from seeing
how
this quality.
Dare. Like just because you all have convinced yourself it's brand new and fresh because you just flipped a toggle, and you have to convince yourself that flipping the toggle was
so
worth it.
So good.
I flipped a toggle, therefore it must be good. It has to be good. Please.
Yes.
Please, brain, make it better for me.
It
look
is,
at how fast this menu is.
I was talking to a friend about Pogo, not about the toggle. And they didn't even know that the game had seasons. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, the season of Heritage started. And they were like, is this the first time they've done seasons? And I was like, no, the last season was the season of Mischief. And they're like, oh, did that have to do with Hoopa? Yeah. But then, to be fair, I couldn't remember what the season was called before the season of Mischief. I think it was like this season of Discovery, maybe? The Season of Legends? It might have been the Seasons of Legends. I think it was Discovery, then Legends, then Mischief, now Heritage. I think the season thing is cool for Pogo. I'm glad they're doing seasons. It's kind of weird there's
I would argue that it's not that effective if people could be like, there's seasons in this game.
Yeah, we're not. It's only the hardcore players who realize it's happening.
Well, I think this is the first time when you go into your menu, it says like Season of Heritage. Because
it said Season of Mischiefs before.
Did it? Like, not at the very top, there's like the actual logo. It says.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the first time they put the logo at the top.
Yeah.
They changed the background to put the logo at the top. They did do that.
And they changed the
icon.
It
looks exactly the same as it did before I hit this toggle, FYI.
But you saw that logo like 0.3 seconds faster. You realize that, right?
Oh.
They get it in your brain just slightly faster and it
sticks
better.
Slightly faster. I can go, wow, that's annoying me faster this time.
I am shocked there's no like season pass yet for these seasons. Like that is just the thing you do. You introduce a new season, you charge people $10, they get like, here's your free track, here's your I'm like,
but they get what?
I don't know what you get.
Like they did that at if you didn't do your Hoopa, you have to pay $5. That's your season pass.
I'm
get Hoopa
so
Unbound because you failed.
That still. I paid
get
that $5. You know that.
Why
did you really?
I did.
Why did you do that?
Because
fear of missing out.
Now you're encouraging them to
out?
Do it again because they got $5 out of you. You're rewarding bad behavior.
What the bad what? Behavior was what? Mine. I was lazy.
What are you missing?
I don't know what I'm missing.
They have
if you
gaslit you so hard.
Oh my god. If you don't have a bottle to make it change forms, a Pokemon you don't even use. You don't even use it. You're going to put it
at
home.
Fear of missing out.
What are you afraid of you're missing? Please explain to me. A fear of missing out.
I don't
out
know. I didn't read the ticket, Greg. I don't know. I just bought it. I don't know what it even
we
does.
We have covered this on this program multiple times. It just unlocks Unbound Hoopa.
I know. Exactly. It's like
it's all it does. You pay $5 for a box.
I paid $8
to put it in the
box. For a Mr. Mime.
Yeah. Because you're a fool, and you also believe the game is better now because you hit a
okay,
toggle.
Let's not,
you are not
let's
a
not say
reason.
Things we can't take back. The game is better because of this update. The $4.99 was a ripoff. Those are two separate things, Greg.
They're not.
What about they're Galarian all, Mr. Mime?
I cannot. Also, believe, I still cannot believe you paid money for the Mime event. I am mind blown that you do these things. It's just I. This is Bobby's bad influence on you.
You know, actually, I cannot remember. Full disclosure, sometimes Niantic gives me tickets to events. They gave me two tickets to the St. Louis event, but I gave those tickets away. They did give me tickets to, like, community days, like the last community day, which was Shanks. They gave me a free ticket. To be fair, I can't completely remember if the Mime was free for me or not. But if it wasn't, I would have paid the $8. Just let's just be clear there. But we talked about this at the time. I would have used all the items, the raid passes, the incense, the star pieces. It was worth it to me in that instance. But I understand if you don't use those items, not worth it to you. The game is faster, Greg. I hit the toggle. It feels better. It looks better. It plays better. It feels better.
Organic produce tastes the same as regular produce.
Don't get me started on GMOs, Greg. We don't have enough time.
But you don't have the even be basic understanding about GMOs to even start a conversation about GMOs.
Exactly.
You still think it's General Motors ordering fast food. That is your limit of GMO at this point. We can't even go there. That is a different podcast.
Speaking of different podcasts, we're now a Pokemon TCG podcast. The Vaporeon VMAX, Jolteon VMAX, Flareon VMAX premium collections might be available somewhere. I don't know. It depends if your cards are still sold out.
Hey, my Target restocked fully.
Craig, I don't like your Target.
What are you talking? It is the busiest, most stocked Target in the Minneapolis.
My Target's the good Target.
I don't know. I do like Will's Target.
Yeah.
I think I like Will's Target because it's empty. There's no people there.
Well, yeah.
Very, very, very empty. Correct.
But they get nothing as a result of it. Because nobody's shopping there. So why would they send product to an empty Target?
If you need your basics, you go to my Target. If you need something specific, you go to Edina. Edina has everything.
Do not pay Edina prices.
Edina Target charges more than regular Target.
Your Target charges for bags. The Will's Target does not.
Minneapolis charges for bags. All of
Minneapolis
charges for bags.
See, and Edina's not in Minneapolis either.
I feel stressed. I also feel like somebody's watching me that I'm not charging 5 cents for a bag.
It is literally 5 cents. How can you not afford 5 cents?
Also, your Target doesn't have the paper bags at self-checkout, and I want paper bags. Because I already got yelled at by Minnesota for putting my recyclables in a plastic bag, and they yelled at me.
How could you put recycling in a plastic bag?
Because you put the plastic in the plastic.
You can't recycle plastic bags. You cannot recycle. Where have you been shoving plastic bags in recycling?
This is because they're plastic, Greg.
Recycle plastic bags. It gunks up the machines. It costs billions of dollars. What are you doing? You're destroying our environment.
Beyond that.
I got to put them in the paper bags now.
Why are you making that effort? You could just literally just throw loose garbage in the recycle bin. They don't ask you to bind it in any way.
What? Correct. You just shove it in the thing. It's all one recycling.
But how are we taking the recycling out to the recycling? Like, do you
put the recycling up to your back door, you chuck it in when you're done with it, and then you roll it out when you're ready.
Yeah.
What? This is a thing people do?
Yes.
Yeah.
My recycling is out at my garage. I don't want to wheel the cart
you
over.
You have a yard. You can wheel. It's on wheels.
Well, just... Okay. Use a brown paper bag. Yes.
I put the paper bag.
Do you need brown paper? Do you know how many brown paper bags I have in my pantry right now? If you need brown paper bags, I will bring a load over because I need to recycle a bunch of them. I am still stuck on the fact that you have been throwing plastic bags
in
the recycling.
They're called plastic bags, and the garbage, the recycle says what's allowed: paper, plastic, glass.
It's never been plastic bags. It
literally says on the thing, no plastic bags.
It says no plastic bags.
It doesn't say no plastic bags. It says plastic, glass, paper.
You got the wrong bin. You got the wrong bin.
If we were living in Seattle, I would have been arrested. They would have been like,
yes, you should be arrested. I cannot believe what you've done. You've knocked. Oh, I have to fix my microphone.
You fix your microphone. I will read what's in this VMAX collection. You get one.
I'm so mad at you for gunking up our recycling with your plastic bag shenanigans.
That's all right. In Wisconsin, they only showed up like once every 6 months to pick up recycling. They didn't care at all.
Well, I mean, let's not get on the realm of what Wisconsin does.
You get one etched card featuring either Vaporeon, Jolteon, or Flareon. You get one full art card featuring Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon. You get one oversized card featuring, you guessed it, Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon. You get one colorful pin featuring yours truly. You get 6 booster packs, 1 large metal coin, and a code card for Pokemon trading card game online.
Flareon's the best one.
Looks like you get 2 pins. Oh, no. One is the coin. One is the pin. I see. It says that they're available on Pokemon Center, but they're not. Unless they didn't stock them yet or they're sold out.
They're probably sold out. You know who probably has them? My Target.
You know what Target does have? It's exclusive to Target, not specifically Minnesota Targets. They have the Mythical Squishy Collection. You know what I'm talking about?
Those the silver ones?
No. They come with like the squishy Victini.
I want that.
They're like stress balls.
Yeah.
There's a Celebi. And then this is not good for the audio podcast, but for video podcasts, you can see those squid. They're like stress ball material, whatever that is. Probably non-recyclable.
They are definitely not recyclable. Because why would you recycle your stress?
Also, for Pokemon Center, they also part of news here. They launched some of the Gen 4 sitting cuties. For some reason, Starly sold out. You know, when I'm thinking Gen 4 Pokemon, I'm thinking Starly is not.
It's the first thing you see.
There are people who love Starly. There are.
Starly's super cute.
Combee sold out. Understandable.
Male Combee or a female Combee?
They only have female, which I'm not interested in. I want the male Combee. That's the better one. Life-size Lucario plush, $420, not sold out yet. You can still act now before Christmas.
Lots of charms.
Lots of charms.
Hey, there's plenty of Wormadam.
There sure is.
Roserade.
Can we talk about how they really dropped the ball here on Roserade?
Roserade's leg placement makes me incredibly uncomfortable on this plush.
It's a bad plush. It's
not a good. I'm not saying it's a good plush. I am not.
They really did Roserade dirty here.
I mean,
it's not great.
I would argue they didn't do Cranidos any favors either.
I would argue that a lot of the Gen 4 ones are not good. Like, why is Bidoo as wide as the Titanic? What is happening here? This thing is.
It's triple C Bidoo.
It's all about that base.
It's quite large.
Wait, there's new Pikachu Expressions face masks, and none of you told me?
Yeah, they did do the face masks. Hard to tell the size, though.
Face masks, like, to make my skin better? That kind of thing?
No, the, like.
To keep your breath in.
Oh.
I went to new releases, and the sitting cuties are really weirdly spread out. And not clumped together.
It's weird that they didn't put them together. This is off Twitter, at the Wan Company. Just in time for the holidays, the Pokemon Premier Ball replica is now available. And they have a full list of Pokeballs on their website here. But this is the sixth one, I think.
Have you bought every single one?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do they have a Heal Ball?
Yeah.
Do they have a luxury ball? Because it's the only one I want.
Heal Ball is not available for pre-order yet. So they have the Pokeball. And then they released the Master Ball, which was only limited to Pokemon Center, only 5,000 made. That was $120. $20 more. They had the Great Ball, the Ultra Ball, the Dusk Ball, which you can still pre-order. Not out yet, though.
I mean, I will order the luxury ball. Like, and then let's be real.
The Premier Ball, which just went up for pre-order. So that's 2, 4, 6. And then the Heal Ball is eventually coming. So there was like a toy show like a month or two ago. That's where they first showed off the Dusk Ball and the Heal Ball.
Nice.
Don't know if they're going to do luxury. We don't know if they're doing moon. We don't know if anything else is coming.
No luxury, no sale.
I've been using a lot of Heal Balls in Sinnoh. It's a new thing for me. I've never used Heal Balls before, but I feel motivated to do so now.
This is the Funko problem. They're like, here's the every month you get a new Pikachu Funko, and you're like, well, I've already collected 7. There's 5 more left. I might as well finish the collection.
This is a you problem.
I've been told this is a worldwide problem. People like collecting things.
People do like collecting things, but
look,
people
if you
also
had 48 of the 50 United States coins, would you not want the last 2 coins?
No. Why do I want the coins to begin with?
Were you not into collecting the coins?
No.
Quarters,
yeah.
They might be worth something later.
They will never be worth something later. The only ones that are worth something later is when they mess up the printing job, and that is like winning the lottery. So I might as well just grab one off the street, and if it's got a misprint, I'm like, bonanza, I've won. Otherwise, no. Why do I need that in my house?
Viewer for Niantic? Where am I gonna put it?
We inherited a coin collection from Brent's grandparents that is literally just sitting in my room because I do not know what to do with it.
Sell it.
Sell it.
To who? Where?
eBay.
I am not letting some weirdo on eBay get a hand of my in-law grandparents' ancient coin collection. I don't know what they're going
to
do with it.
Take it to a not thrift store.
No, you've got to find a numismatologist.
Pawn shop.
No, you got to find the specific, the numidity doobities.
I will look up numidity doobity Minneapolis and see what pulls up.
Yeah, there you go.
I think the Wan Company Pokeballs, I think they're great. I think for...
Are they $100 great?
Yeah, I do think so.
Great?
What?
Can they catch actual Pokemon?
No, but if somebody broke into your house, here's the thing. If somebody broke into your house and you whipped this at their head, oh, they're going down. These things are heavy.
So we're TikTok now. And if somebody broke into your house, that's what you would use to defend
yourself.
Yeah.
Like these things, like probably.
Aim is not that good.
I have played pool. Maybe
the pool is not throwing things.
What does pool got to do with this?
Maybe listen, I've played pool like twice. I would say this is probably heavier than a pool ball. And a pool ball is pretty dangerous. You don't want to get hit by a pool ball.
A pool ball is dangerous depending on who throws it.
Well, yeah, me throwing it, one, not hard, because...
It'd be like a light breeze tapping my jacket.
There's no accuracy here. I'm definitely missing. I would probably say if you threw this Pokeball at the wall, you would probably put a hole in your drywall.
It's not hard to put a hole in drywall.
Yeah.
Drywall is meant to have holes in it.
I think they're worth 99. Yeah.
Stories you have to tell yourself to make your purchases, it's fine. Justify, like you don't have to justify. You don't have to convince us. You just have to convince yourself that you've spent $500 on dust collectors.
Look,
and to maybe get 1,000 views on TikTok. Your, that other people will steal.
We all have things that collect dust in the house. Yeah, I see some plushes behind you. I see an Alola collection box. Understand. In the sense of like having Funko Pops, and what's a Funko Pop? Like $15?
Yeah.
So having like 6 Funko Pops or having like one of these, I would say one of these. Like they light up, they're cool. They're more interesting. And I think in the sense of Pokemon items, there's been so many plastic Pokeballs over the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah. I can grab one in my other room right now.
So having like a high-quality metal Pokeball that like lights up and then like senses your touch and stuff. It's like I wouldn't ever tell somebody like, oh, get the whole set because that's ridiculous. But if you're like trying to shop for a Pokemon fan... I would be like, hey, this is probably a really cool item that they might not buy themselves.
You know their favorite Pokeball is the heel ball?
Yeah, get them that dust. No, give everyone the Premier Ball. That's the one to go to.
No, get Luxury Ball or go home.
Here's the thing. Funko Pops never collect dust because you never take them out of the box.
Correct. The box collects dust.
You just stack the boxes up against your wall.
You make a new wall. You make a whole new Funko room out of your Funko boxes. And you sit in there and think about your choices. I have a number of Funko Pops that I regret having in my
house. Greg, question of the week.
Yes.
We're here.
We are? How did we get here?
All right. It's been an hour.
Everybody's waiting for the question of the week because it's that time in the podcast again.
Do we want what?
Oh, there it is.
I got it.
Sorry. I was not in the right channel. Like, where did it go?
This is from James. Are there quality of life improvements you would like to see rolled back or changed for future generations? For me, candies solved some of the grinding issues and they were fantastic competitively. However, they made leveling/levels arbitrary.
When I saw this post, I've been there is not a single quality of life thing that I want undone. I cannot
think
of one.
We all know exactly which one I want gone.
There's one I would want undone. which is just the friendship in battle thing.
Oh, where it like they can shake off illnesses or withstand something that would have.
No, I love that stuff. There's not. I can't think of a single quality of life that I'm like, no, get rid of it. Like, keep it all. I want.
I am 100% against the enforced experience share.
What's that for? If you don't want things to get experience, put in your box.
Stop with your rationalizations and justifications.
Friendship isn't forced either. Feed it bitter roots. They'll stop being your friends real quick. Let them die 1,000 times. Those are all. I mean, do I think a lot of things should be toggles? Absolutely. Do I want any of the quality of life improvements? Like, if anything about Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl taught me, no. I like those. I like them. I really enjoy having them around because going backwards is an awful experience.
I don't know how well the Bitterroot stuff works.
Oh, it makes your Pokemon hate you.
But you can only buy it at one place. That's like the problem, right? You can only buy it at the...
At the Bitterroot store? Yeah.
Yeah. But also it takes money. Like, that's the other problem is you'd have to have money to buy it to... Do that
I
stuff.
Mean, if you're that committed
to like
that, you want your Pokemon to hate you.
Yes,
you spend
when the goal
money.
Of the game is to bond with your Pokemon, then yeah, you're gonna have to spend money to make your Pokemon
it's
dislike you.
It's a very
you.
Easy cycle. You grow berries, sell the berries, buy bitter roots in exchange for your sweet, delicious berries. It's called get your Pokemon's hopes up that they're going to have something tasty and then give them something nasty instead.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another quality of life improvement.
Like, even the step back in breeding that this game took, which really isn't, it's just that I don't have access to my history. Breeding from step zero... Again, if it wasn't for the quality of life improvements that still exist, it would be untenable. It is barely acceptable the way it is. Plus, I still have they confirmed that you can do the egg passing with two parents egg move? I haven't seen it confirmed.
I believe it works exactly like Sword and Shield, yeah.
Because I haven't seen it confirmed. A lot of people are saying we believe, but I have not seen it confirmed.
I believe one person in my Twitch chat said they did it with whatever.
Your Twitch chat also said they didn't time travel in
Animal
Crossing.
Yeah, that's true. Bunch of liars.
So let's put a pin in what your Twitch chat says. I don't want HMs to come back. We're mad that they took away TMs being unlimited use. They rolled back that. That was an awful choice.
Yeah. No candy is awful.
Nope. Yeah, grinding levels in this game is bad. It is frustrating to do, especially since the experience seems to slow way down once you get past 50. Like, I cannot think of... I mean, I would agree that, like, candies, you didn't have to use them. You got them. It doesn't mean you ever had to use them. I prefer to have quality of life improvements to be choices, like let me turn that on or let me do Pokemon and Me or camping where I make friends with them that way. Like, I agree that there should be more choices to make, but I don't want any of them rolled back. Because when I went back to play Virtual Console Yellow, I didn't finish the game because I just couldn't deal with it anymore. I'm like, I can't. They're so bad to play.
No, they're not bad. You just have to be in the mood for...
They have to be in the
I
mood
wanna
to...
I want to do it the old ways.
To ignore how much better your life could be. It's like when you go camping, a thing that I hate. You have to ignore that there's a much better way to do this and instead be like, I'm going to put a hot pan over fire that I made and get some berries from the woods. Whereas I could go... to a restaurant and have a professional meal.
Which one of those gives you the satisfaction of the effort that you put towards being the champion and captain of your own life?
The restaurant.
No satisfaction in knocking out 40 gastrodons versus just using 10 extra large candies.
I'd hate those daggone gastrodons. I would knock out 400 of them. I can't stand them. They're ugly.
Like, every quality in life improvement has been an improvement. And I don't want them rolled back. I just, I, it, it, when I've been introduced to a better way, I don't want to go back to the worst way. I hate the fact that TMs are a thing again.
The one thing I could maybe think of is the ease of planting berries in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and Sun and Moon. And there was, like, it was more tedious in X and Y, but X and Y felt like you had more...
X and Y had the best berry experience of any game.
No, that was Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. You plant...
No, there was a single farm that you went to in X and Y, and all your berries were there, and you took care of them, and you crossbred them, and you fertilized them, and it was a whole thing, but you didn't have to go... to different places.
I'm saying X and Y is miles better than every other berry system, but Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon was like, we're just going to simplify this and make it easy, put 18 berries in, we'll see you in the morning, and that was it. X and Y, you at least had to like walk between and water and like put your fertilizer down.
Yeah, do a little berry work.
I wouldn't mind if that came back. If it was more advanced in what you can do. So, like, you putting in the work got you more stuff in return versus the simplified nature of Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, which is just pick 18, go to bed. Like, I like that. It was very nice. But if anything, Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl has taught me, I don't want to fly to 800 locations. I know it's on the map. I can press the plus button. I can see where it still means I have to fly there. I have to pick. I have to plant, I have to water, and only waters two at a time for whatever ungodly reason they decided to do that, and then I gotta go to the next place. At least in X and Y, it was all in the same place, that was great, that was cool. Pelago, all in the same place, that was great, that was cool. I missed the X and Y stuff, but I also missed the Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon stuff, but I missed them for like different reasons. Also, Pelago was incredible. The fact that Pelago is gone is
heartbreaking.
Quality of life. Put a spa next to that dumb daycare. Let me put like 10 eggs in the spa. Go to bed. Wake up in the morning. Now I can check 10 eggs. That would be great.
I did a lot of shiny hunting that way.
The other problem with Brilliant Diamond, there are exactly two fire types in the overworld, and none of them have flame body.
Don't you need like hidden ability Magcargo, right?
You just need any Magcargo.
Oh, okay.
Both work. Which I had to go into the underground. But again, it's like, okay, if I wanted to hatch eggs, I would have to find a Ponyta. And I don't think Ponyta has Flame Body. It might.
I don't think it does. Maybe it does. I don't know.
I have a Ponyta in my party right now.
Let's check.
And that egg still ain't hatched.
Runaway or Flash Fire. Its hidden ability is Flame Body.
There you go.
Like, again, why? Why Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl? Why?
Troy said, what is one thing that annoys you about Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl that you could change? I think we already talked about that this entire episode.
TMs.
Let's do cardboard. They said, what is your favorite Elite Four team?
Elite Four
like
team?
Which, like the group of Elite Four or of an Elite Four members?
I think we should do both. Well, there's eight Elite Fours.
Right.
So pick one of those, and then pick.
Pay that much attention to what's going on. I kill them and move on.
But Elite Four doesn't count champion, does it? Because the champion always changes. Because I am the champion. I would say favorite Elite Four member is probably for me Kahili.
Is Kahili? Wait, is that the golfer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
And if you played the Sun and Moon demo, they like talk about her a bunch.
Yeah.
And then if you actually paid attention in that like rich hotel, they like talk about her more because like her parents own that golf course that's like behind it. You can actually see a golf course back there if you like walk along the edge. It's like kind of hard to see, but you can see it.
So I would say overall, my favorite Elite Four group is the Kalos Elite Four. I love those peeps.
Is that with Malva?
Oh, like
Malva, Seibold, Wickstrom, and Drasna.
Yeah,
and those you could like pick which ones to go to. I like that. But if I want to go with a team that I would love to have, I would probably go with Caitlyn's in the running. Phoebe,
you guys are taking
the running.
All the same ones I'm thinking of.
It kind of makes you think the Elite Fours are kind of weak. Like, as a whole,
I would probably go with Phoebe's. I like Phoebe's team a lot. couple of Duskulls, a couple of Bayonet, and a Sableye.
I might really say the strongest Elite Four for me might be Johto's Elite Four. Because you start
name
with
them.
Will, and then
Will is forgettable except for Masters.
And then you have Koga.
Recycled Gym Leader.
Then you have Bruno.
Recycled Elite Four member.
And then you have Karen.
Decent.
Yeah.
Karen's good.
But I feel like that's better than, like, Gen 3 and Gen 4. Like, who cares about Bertha?
Everybody cares about Bertha. Bertha is Agatha's cousin.
Who cares about Aaron? The only reason you care about Flint is because you realize that that dude doesn't know what fire-type Pokemon are.
Lucian is the bomb.
He's okay.
Lucian is incredible. You take that back. I would take Phoebe's Alpha Sapphire rematch team in a heartbeat.
Give me a challenge mode Caitlyn rematch team.
Oh, that's yeah.
Didn't Black 2, White 2 have challenge mode Caitlyn?
Yeah, and it's a great team. Yeah.
Musharna, Alakazam, Gothitelle, Galad, Reuniclus, and Metagross. That is
that's
sweet
solid
psychic spread.
Team.
Yeah.
All right, Pokemon of the Week.
All right. I have learned a lot about our listeners from this week's Pokemon of the Week. I think the important thing is, number one, they never listen to me when I say listen to every word. And number two, they're the kind of people where when their teacher said to them, hey, you didn't understand what I was saying, they responded, no, you're just bad at teaching.
I mean, a lot of teachers were bad at teaching.
I mean, okay, fine. Let me redo the last week's clue for everyone. This Pokemon, which was the only one of its type introduced in Johto, that means that no other Pokemon introduced in Johto had the type that this Pokemon has. Therefore, dark. There were multiple dark Pokemon in Johto. Wrong. And whose evolution was not seen until Sinnoh. Okay, a lot of people figured out things that evolved in Sinnoh, but the two are independent clauses. So I'm not... whatever. Appears to have hair that either looks like a brush dipped in paint or frosted tips. I can't help you there, kids. But here's the other thing.
Look up frosted tips. Look, some of you didn't grow up in the 80s, so frosted tips might be lost on you.
But
just
also,
look it up.
I didn't write this last sentence because I like words. It is equally likely to be male or female, although there are no gender-based differences in its appearance. That means, possibly what looks like it should be, like, Roserade. Roserade always looks like a girl. Sorry to say, you know, gender normative things.
It is more feminine presenting.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes,
that's good way to put it. But Roserade can be male or female. So, what other Pokemon is more feminine presenting?
Well, this is an actual problem with Gardevoir. Like, people think that Gardevoir is 100% female, and it's...
Correct.
It's not.
Not.
And 50-50. Gardevoir is more feminine presenting, more traditionally skirt-wearing feminine ballerina presenting. Yes.
All right. So, therefore, take all those pieces and put them together.
All right, ready? It's...
Hoot Hoot!
It's Misdreavus!
Misdreavus was the only ghost-type Pokemon introduced in Johto.
I'm surprised.
The only ghost-type.
They didn't do a ghost-type gym leader in Johto. They could have given them Misdreavus. It would have been...
Are you once again coming for Cutie Morty's throat? Because I will not tolerate your disrespect.
Morty might be worse gym leader.
You're going to say that when Bugsy exists?
No.
When Faulkner exists?
Bugsy has Heracross. That's cool.
Bugsy's got some weird stuff going on that's cool and fun. He's an artist.
When Berg exists? Well, I like Berg a lot.
Berg is all right. He has like rainbows in his gym, and he has like that cool puzzle. It's cool.
He's an artist.
I know. He's cool.
Morty's excellent.
Oh, wait. Misdreavus? I got to pull this up.
Yeah. Misdreavus has an excellent shiny.
You're wasting my precious magic internet not looking things up. It
has a wonderful shuffle icon, too. And has limited trivia.
Oh. I probably used it up in saying that it was the correct, only ghost type.
Correct, because one of them is mysteriously the only ghost type Pokemon introduced in Generation 2.
Yeah.
In Pokemon Colosseum, Misdreavus was the only ghost type Pokemon that could be snagged. There you
what
go.
What does snag mean?
Stolen from the...
From the bad people who are Misdreavus.
Oh, okay.
You want a linear Pokemon experience, Colosseum is...
Oh.
Up your alley. Yeah, Misdreavus is cool. It's okay. Fine. It got its evolution in Gen 4, so got something going for it.
There you go. It became a Miss Magius. Not a Mr. Magius.
That's Ms. Magius.
Yeah. All right. The Pokemon for this week, since I had limited internet to sprinkle around to do... We'll see how this goes. This could be a total fail. This rock ground or rock electric Pokemon, which is very popular in Sinnoh, can evolve when it reaches the level that is one third of its evolution's regional and national Pokedex number.
This is too hard.
Oh my God, it is so easy. Greg, do you want me to repeat it?
No, just post it in Slack.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. Not sure what the news is going to look like next week or the following week, but at a certain point, we'll lift all spoilers from Diamond and Pearl. The miniseries is still up, obviously, if you want to listen to our thoughts on the miniseries. There is a new premium podcast that got posted on December 1st. If you have access to the premium feed, if you want access to the premium feed, patreon.com/pkmncast for that. Be more premium podcasts later this month too. And yeah, we'll still have a podcast every Monday throughout December. I know Christmas is eventually coming and New Year's. We'll still have podcasts for those, of course. And thank you for making it to the end. Thank you for listening. If you want to follow Greg on Twitter, that is at White Wing. Will on Twitter at Washing the Sink. I'm at Dragging a Lake. Otherwise, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. PKMNCAST. I'll be streaming on Twitch this week. I think the Tiny Tournament is this Friday. I believe I'll be participating in that in Sword and Shield. Just for fun. You can use an Igglybuff if you want to. It's one of the legal Pokemon. Otherwise, Diamond and Pearl for the rest of the week. I think the Game Awards are this week. I don't know if I'll be co-streaming that. But I guess we'll see. I think that's Thursday. See if Pokemon Unite wins anything. I think I got nominated for one thing. Otherwise, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
Super effective.
Super single sort recycling does not and never has included plastic bags.
This podcast is supported by Patreon. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast. A huge shout out to our Patreon producers, starting with Steven, Sean, Matthew, Bovine, Kay, Jessica, Jacob, Brian, Evan, Ryan, Patrick, Nate, Catherine, Casey, Josh, Gray, Dylan, Carlos, Alvaro, and a shout out to our executive producers of Steph, Spencer, Courtney, and Brady. Thank you so much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. And we couldn't do the show without you guys. Thank you again, and we will see you next week.